What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Anime and Stuff Podcast. This is podcast number 3, and we have our special guest, Fritz, or Sherman. So, welcome to him.
Hello.
And, of course, Gina's here as well. Say hello.
Hi, guys.
Alright, so, like always, I want to talk about ourselves a little bit. So this past week, I went to a YouTube gathering in Cary, North Carolina, with a bunch of different North Carolina YouTubers. I had a lot of fun. I met quite a few people and made quite a few friends, which is awesome. And then,
what'd you guys do?
Well, first of all, we just kind of hung out at this park and talked. And then after that, we went to go eat at a pizza place called Mellow Mushroom. I don't know if you guys have heard of that before, but it's amazing.
Cool.
It's kind of like a hippie type of place. And so we went there and we ate. And then after that, we went bowling. And that was a lot of fun. And that video is on my YouTube channel, which I will shout out at the very end of this episode of the podcast. So, Gina, how has your week been?
It's been pretty good. We're getting ready for our family to come up and visit for 4th of July. So lots of cleaning. Lots of cleaning. That's pretty much it. I don't know, it's boring.
Yeah, we're cooking here I'm actually at my parents' house right now. We are cooking for tomorrow as well. And Sherman.
Yeah, I just made some awesome cookie bars. They're like brownies, but they're like chocolate chip cookies. They're delicious.
That sounds scrumptious. I might go to your house for 4th of July. Sherman, how's your week been?
My week has been absolutely mundane.
That sounds interesting.
I just work.
That's
not much. Nothing exciting.
Yeah, well. You do anything for the 4th?
My mother is visiting. We're gonna go see our new house.
Oh, nice.
Recently. But we are just renovating it for now.
Oh, that's cool.
Still getting fixed up, but none of us have really seen it yet, so we want to go look at it tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of moving, the guy, our friend Matthew, or just Matt, I don't know why I keep calling him Matthew every time I talk about him. Our friend Matt just moved, and so the reason we don't have a icon, or whatever it's called, for this episode is because he does not have internet yet, so he wasn't able to make a icon for us. So I think I'm just going to use the actual main icon of what we have on our SoundCloud page. So, yeah, so hopefully he'll get internet soon so we can have more cool stuff. Also just realized we haven't decided on something to watch next week, but we'll talk about that later. This week, we did watch King of Pirate Jing. Bandit Jing. I keep writing down the wrong thing. I am an idiot.
No, you're not. It's okay.
Bandit. I think that's why when we were chatting the other day, and I abbreviated it as K-O-P-J. That's what I was doing. I don't know.
It's okay.
So, first of all, I think I'm going to look up the show, try to get a little,
synopsis?
Yes, that's the word.
Summary.
King of Bandit Jing. What's really cool about this anime, first of all, is you don't necessarily have to watch it in order. It's just like a episode, adventure of the week type thing. Let's see, this says, King of Bandit Jing is a series of short, usually disconnected stories, like I said, starring the young boy who calls himself Jing, the Bandit King. Although Jing's reputation seems to extend throughout the universe of the series, many enemies underestimate him, not expecting the great King of Bandits to be a little kid. The story varies a great deal, especially between the initial manga series and the sequel series, King of Bandits: Twilight Tales. Each arc includes a new treasure or object that Jang is seeking, a woman or girl who accompanies him somewhere along the way on his quest for the item, and an enemy that either wants to protect what is inside, what he intends to steal, or get to it before he does. And some other stuff that, this is a really long paragraph, so I'm not going to go into all of that. But that's pretty much the gist of the show. It's really awesome. Before we talk about the episodes themselves, I want to talk about the two main characters. First off, being Jing himself, I want to get you guys' opinion on what you think of the character, and what you like about the character himself. Gina, you want to go first?
He's like the cool guy, you know. I feel like everything that happened, he's just like, all right, I can do this.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah, and seems nice, you know. He's like a Robin Hood, almost. Yeah. Saving the day, but badass, like.
Fritz, your opinions?
I would say he's a very interesting character because he. He's extremely compassionate, and he's extremely intuitive. So he kind of looks around and figures things out really quick on his own, and he kind of comes up with a solution and figure out what's really going on here. Like, he sees the bigger picture really quick.
Yeah.
And he does seem kind of like a pretty boy, playboy type, but he's very humble about it. He doesn't really show off or purposely flaunt.
He doesn't try to be that way.
He kind of does, but not exactly. Like, he doesn't do it on purpose, but he has a good heart, is what I mean. He's a very compassionate hero.
Hey,
he teaches everyone something in each episode.
Yeah, he does.
There's a moral in each one.
The second main character is... It's pronounced Kier, right? Or
yeah, Kier. K-I-R, Kier.
Kier is a bird.
Kier is like his companion.
Yes.
He's a crow, I believe.
And he can talk.
A special crow. That talks, yeah.
And he loves women.
Oh, yeah. He's a real playboy.
He's that character in every anime.
Yeah.
He's that character. And if anybody was going to be a character...
That guy.
And he's always trying to get the girl, and it seems like Jing always gets the girl he's after.
Yeah, that's kind of true. They end up falling for him instead.
I mean, he is just a bird.
That is true.
Well,
but another thing about this series, real quick, though, is that it's extremely creative, and it's in a world completely on its own where there's all sorts of different creatures and people and half people stuff like that. So a talking bird is very normal.
It's also his weapon. One of his weapons. Kier is.
Oh yes. Kier is also his weapon.
Well, one of them. He has like a blade thing. He also has Kier, which turns into like this bird crow cannon thing. Which is pretty awesome.
It does look pretty cool, though.
I only watched the first couple episodes, but does he get an upgrade for that at all, or...
Do they what? I'm sorry?
Does Jing ever get upgraded, or, like...
No, not really, because there is no real progression in the story. You do get to see some of his past in the later episodes.
That's cool.
Like, there's an episode of him as a kid.
Yeah.
And Kier is still
that's
really
cool.
Yeah. It's actually very creative, too.
The animation style. I really like the animation style. It's kind of old school, kind of, sort of.
Yeah. The characters are slimmer.
Yes. And like Fritz keeps saying, it's very creative. There's lots of different creatures. In the first episode, there's like a dragon of some kind. And there's like zombies and different things, and it's really different. It's a different kind of anime, but it's really cool too.
Yeah, I believe the first episode starts off with some skeleton man saying, I have nothing to do with the story at all.
Yeah.
And then he kind of disappears. And he really didn't have anything to do with the story. He was knocked over by a giant sand whale or something.
I thought there was like a lot of random stuff.
There is, yeah.
I was just like, is that really necessary?
Most it's very comical.
No, it does make you laugh, definitely. Yeah.
I think shows like Naruto do that a lot too, where
there's just randomness.
Yeah, like there's one episode I saw where I don't even remember what happened in the episode, but these crows are flying overhead, and the way that it seemed to me was that the crows are supposed to be laughing at Naruto as they fly by. I thought that was kind of funny because he's trying to learn something, I think, and he just keeps failing.
I don't remember that.
And they're laughing at him failing. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, ha, 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 flying past. So.
Okay, so yeah, back to the first episode.
Yes. Sorry, I went off on a tangent there. First episode.
I'm sorry. I kind of interrupted earlier. We never got to hear your opinion of Kier.
Who, mine or?
Kier? Yours, yeah.
Oh, mine? Oh. I think he's my favorite character. I mean, I like both of them, but I think he's just so funny to me that it seems like in all these different animes, it's the animal that is the woman lover who's overly obsessed with... Yeah, overly obsessed with big boobs and yeah. Always seems to be in a scene stuck in between them. So I like him because he's kind of the epitome of womanizer. But
he's
still
a bad character, the comic relief of getting people into trouble.
And it seems like he always like people will underestimate Jing. And he'll just be like, it seems like he's like, they have no idea what's about to happen. I feel like, at least.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, the first episode, let's see if I can find it here. Episode 1 is called The Capital of Thieves. Pretty much in this episode, Jing and Kier arrive in this place called The Capital of Thieves, and they're attempting to steal what is known as the double mermaid jewels. The jewels are kept on top of a tower that's owned by the man in charge. And apparently, from what they've said in the series or in the episode, many thieves have died trying to get up there in order to get this double mermaids, and the guy actually has one. This episode kind of just like introduces everybody. In fact, since he's in the capital of thieves, everybody in the town or whatever are actually thieves, and he gets pickpocketed in like the first couple minutes he's there. And he pretty much destroys a tower in order to get his stuff back. It's been a couple days since I actually watched the episode, so I'm not exactly sure exactly what happened, but you guys have watched it.
Yeah, he like knocked it over, and then it fell on top of the bandit that stole his stuff, which personally I think is completely unnecessary, but...
Overkill.
He did it anyways. He's like, oh, I'll catch him. And then he knocks over and down. Whatever.
That's the kind of character Jing is. He's all nonchalant about it. Oh, someone just pickpocketed me. It's okay. I'll get him later. And he just tips over something and he gets him already. He's like, what?
Oh my god.
That's one of the reasons I like the show so much.
Actually, constant ones throughout. Oh, there's another character that's constant.
The mailman?
Costino. Costino the mailman.
I think he's my favorite character.
He is one of my favorite. He probably is up there. He's in favorite. The top three for sure.
I already love him.
I actually don't remember that character, really.
Costino's the mailman.
He just is the guy on the motorcycle who comes out of nowhere.
He's just a random man on a
green motorcycle. Oh, yeah.
Comes out of nowhere.
I've only watched the first two episodes, so I haven't really seen him all that much. Cause I think he was I think he started in the second episode. I don't think he was in the first episode.
No, he was in the first one.
He was in each episode.
He says something really vague.
He always gives Jinx some vague advice on what's going to happen in the show.
Maybe I was just...
I think in the first one, he was, like, hinting that the jewel wasn't all that it seemed.
Yeah, okay. Like, the jewel...
There's something inside it.
Two different ways or something.
I might have been distracted at that part. I don't know.
I just remember going, who is this person?
Yeah, it's just some random dude that appears out of nowhere, says something really big, and you're like, okay. You don't think anything of it until later on in the episode, you see what happened, and you're like, oh, hey.
So I do remember in the second episode at the very beginning. Eventually this old woman comes up to him and kind of tells him to look for this other guy who's a big time bandit. And so our two leads go to find this guy, and this guy actually has a I guess valuable jewel in his teeth as like a false tooth. And
yeah, he has like a ruby gem for a tooth.
Yeah. And one thing leads to another. Jing happens to steal it out of his mouth without him even knowing it. And so this guy kind of takes Jing under his wing, thinking he's just a kid who's really good at stealing, I guess. And they try to get to the top of the tower, and the way they do this is by everybody strips down naked and try and make a hot air balloon out of their clothes. And I don't know why, but that just made me laugh so much. I think I actually paused the show and just laughed for like 5 minutes straight and then resumed.
It kind of proved how worthless the guy really was.
Yeah.
How lame he really was.
And so the guy in the tower, I don't remember what his name is.
I don't actually either. I don't think any of the names are extremely important.
Right.
Because they are really random. The man that Jing had to go find, and the guy who made him strip everything and made the balloon, was named Vodka, I believe.
Yeah.
they're really random names.
The other guy had something to do, like a name, something to do with alcohol.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what alcohol it is, since I don't drink, so. eventually, well, I guess right after that, they see this giant bird who is just...
Like a dragon. Six wings, like a really fat dragon with six tiny wings.
Yeah, and apparently the guy that owns the tower, I feel weird not having an actual name for him, but whatever. he actually just got this giant bird, dragon, whatever he is, and Jing just nonchalantly is like, oh, we'll just fly this bird up to the top. And everybody laughs at him because it's so fat. And actually, the guy that owns the tower keeps stealing her eggs. And so, eventually, Jing is able to make the giant bird angry enough by telling him that, oh, right now he's up there boiling your eggs, getting ready to eat them. And it makes the bird angry enough to grow his wings and fly him up to the top of the tower. Also, I forgot to mention, earlier in the episode, after he gets his stuff back from the thief, there's a little crystal in his pouch that he had, and it has this little crystal in it. So, the item that Jing steals at the top of the tower is the jewel, a jewel that was created by the mother and daughter's tears mingled together. So pretty much, the one of the mermaid, double mermaids, was the mother, and the other one was the daughter. I'm not sure which one had which. I think Jing had the daughter. But actually, they get together and they break both the crystals, and the mother and daughter are reunited once again, and Jing and Kier are off into the sunset, pretty much. Also, another thing...
with the acquired tear that he just got, because the reuniting of the mother and child...
That's right.
Mother and daughter caused tears of joy.
I forgot about that part.
That is the jewel that they've been searching for.
Right. I forgot about that.
That would be the mermaid jewel that he was after the whole time.
Something I didn't mention earlier, but I mentioned to Sherman, Fritz, a while ago, was that I thought that the two characters together kind of sound like the term, I don't know if it's a word or a term, whatever, ker-ching, which is like the sound of money. It kind of sounds like that, ker. The way kier is spelled, it's K-I-R.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds like ker-ching, like I said, the sound of money. So
I guess it does.
Yeah. We were trying to talk about this over text, so I guess I didn't really... It didn't really translate well into text.
Good sound, right?
Yes. And episode 2 is called The Ghost Ship of Blue Hawaii. The second episode...
This is one of my favorites.
Kier, or Jing and Kier. Now I'm going to say Kier and Ching. Jing the whole entire time. But Jing and Kier arrive in a town called Blue Hawaii. There's a rumor of a ghost ship off in the coast.
And there's been a series of, what is it, disappearances?
Right.
People?
Actually, at the very beginning of the episode, the sheriff, I guess, of the town of Blue Hawaii is actually searching for the ghost ship and gets, spoiler alert, his soul taken. And, so up here, I don't really know how to start the sentence. Apparently, so in comes our first, I guess, lady of the week, and she is the was it granddaughter or daughter of the?
I think she was the daughter.
I think it was the daughter.
The daughter of
the sheriff just had his soul taken.
Yes, and
she's like a. Sheriff deputy, but she's right. Really the go-getter kind.
Yeah.
She's the one that's the super by-the-book girl.
Yeah.
She wants to do her best at all costs.
Right. I really liked her. Rose is her name. I really liked Rose. Thought she was pretty funny.
She was indeed a character.
Yeah. And of course, Kier, like always, tries to get with her. Doesn't really work out too well for him in the end. But she finds out that Jing is actually a bandit. And so she attempts to arrest him. What was that?
Keep in mind that Jing is a kid still.
Yes, that's true.
That he's still very young, so she sees him as some punk kid who just admitted that he's a bandit. So she's trying to arrest him now because he just admitted it.
Right. And she eventually takes him to the her father, and they see how he is. And so they decide they're going to, look into it themselves.
Investigate the ship.
So Rose also goes with them. And they find this zombie guy that you kind of see in the beginning. And Jing just kind of obliterates him with no problem.
Yeah.
And what happens, instead of just dying, he's actually filled with coins.
Yeah, instead of bleeding. Well, not like zombies can bleed.
Right.
But, yeah.
And he's filled with coins, and so they, I guess they take one of the coins. I don't really remember exactly.
I believe after he defeated the zombie, a trail of coins appeared.
That's right. Trail of coins appeared on
the
water.
The trail to the, to the ghost ship.
Yeah, they take the zombies' boat to the ghost ship.
Yeah.
And,
that part's pretty humorous, but you can find that out on your own.
Yes. So they arrive, they find the ship, and, I think the first real, actual, like, full-fledged battle takes place in this episode. There didn't really seem to be a full-fledged battle in the first episode.
And it's quite a doozy.
Apparently, the ship is actually alive, I guess. And
the
anchor
is alive.
Okay, so part of
the
it is alive.
Yeah.
The anchor and, I guess, the hole that the anchor comes out of, they are alive,
yeah.
And they try
Very
to...
Odd.
They try to attack our two characters, our three characters in this case.
And the heroine, yes.
And it kind of seems like the thing is winning at first, because obviously a sword isn't going to work against a giant steel, what are those things called? Just rings,
chain.
I guess? Chain rings?
Chain
links? Yes, that's it. That doesn't really work out at all. And eventually, Jing is smart enough to make it so pretty much the thing that the anchor comes out of is holding the anchor to attack them, and he's holding onto the chain links, and eventually
he's the one that controls how far the anchor can go out, and he actually controls its movement,
and
or he controls how much he's given to.
Yeah.
And Jing figures this out, so he ends up trapping the anchor by going all over the place, and the girl, the heroine, notices that the thing holding the chain is alive and starts shooting at it, which makes him let go of the chain and lose all control, and that's when Jing takes his opportunity to defeat him. And open a way into the ship.
He pretty much takes Kier. What is Kier's attack called?
Ah, right. It's I can't believe we haven't mentioned it yet. Yeah.
Yeah, we should have. we mentioned
Kier
it was his weapon, does it?
Yeah, it is called a Kier Royale. And basically what happens is Kier attaches himself to Jing's right arm and becomes a kind of cannon and fires a huge blast of energy. And he uses that every episode.
Yeah.
The animation is very cool to it, too.
Yeah.
Like, Kier kind of doesn't become a bird anymore.
Yeah.
And is like some kind of machine and
it's
just
like this whole
latches onto his arm. It's really cool looking.
What was that, Gina?
It's like a transformation kind of thing. It takes like a whole 10 seconds, though.
Yeah.
It's like Super Saiyan, right?
Yeah.
Like on Super
Saiyan.
Super Saiyan
or Sailor Moon. Their transformation from the stage. Or the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, Power Rangers.
apparently, Kier can only do this a couple times in a row, I guess. I guess his throat starts hurting or something.
He uses Kier's throat voice power, whatever, something like that. So, yeah.
It hurts his throat, so he can't really do it anymore. But eventually he uses that happens later actually. He uses Kier Royale to make the chain links too hot for the ship to hold, and so the anchor just like falls, I guess, straight to the ground. Bottom of the ocean. So they're in this boat, and the ship
they
is
open a, yeah.
The
they
ship
open a way into the boat and they got in.
Right,
sorry.
They get in the boat. The ship, in reality, is actually a casino, powered by greed and desire. So while they're...
In the casino, they're walking around and they first meet this guy named, I believe, Pabu? I don't remember, but it was a very ugly looking piggy bank.
Yes.
It was a giant pig wearing armor, but there was a little slot on top of his head that
yeah.
indicated he was a piggy bank. Which is very clever, because it's a casino filled with gold coins.
Right.
And he's a piggy bank. And he's like the warden of the place.
Yeah. So in the casino/boat, Zhang and Kier amass a lot of money. They win, I think, every game they participate in. It's kind of funny, at the beginning, Rose is like, oh, you're too young to be gambling, blah, 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 blah. And then he keeps winning and winning and winning. Yeah. And she's like, yay! She's like cheering him on. She's the typical casino
like
girl.
In a sea of gold coins.
Yeah, she's the typical casino girl in every movie. So, eventually the operator of the casino, which is the pig bank man, takes notice. And, Jing actually ends up finding out that the casino's inhabitants are actually lost souls consumed by greed and trapped inside of the gold coins.
Yeah. Instead of the people playing with the coins are playing with the people.
Right. That's something they specifically said in the in the episode. The pig guy, I don't remember his name. We'll just call him Piggy. Some reason, I don't know. So Piggy starts fighting Zhang, and he actually has
Zhang destroyed all the coins.
He actually has them on the ropes for a little bit, and he has these, I guess, scorpions that are crawling all over him, kind of trying to
scorpion coins. The coins come alive and they start crawling all over Zhang.
And
the coins also merged with the pig guy to create some giant golden mechanical monster.
Yeah.
That looked kind of like an alien or predator. Combined.
So pretty much, Piggy decides he's going to try to take all of the greed and whatever from Zhang. And Zhang actually defeats the gold coins because, as the King of Bandits, he's able to control his own desires and not feel their power. So this Piggy guy thinks he's got him on the ropes, thinks he's going to win, and all these coin scorpions just kind of disappear, leaving Jing just like,
well, actually,
whatever.
What happened was Jing, he can control his emotions, or he has better control over himself, so he was not consumed by the greed that the monster so wanted in the first place, which he feeds off of.
That's kind of like the source of his true power, really.
And so Jing made the monster realize by talking. This was the most funny thing in how he defeats the guy. He just talks to him and he beats him. All he did was say, just by wanting my power and wanting more people, you're being greedy. And so his own power defeated himself because he realized that he was being consumed by greed himself, and he hates those people, and he's after those people. And so he had to get rid of himself. And so he did. The coins all attacked him instead of...
Right.
Jing.
Jing actually says that I forgot where I was going with that. Never mind. So, Jing kind of steals, that's where I was going. I'm slow sometimes.
That's right. We never said what he was supposed to steal this time.
Jing actually tells him that he is going to steal his greed, the piggy guy.
His desire.
And, it's pretty much what he does by doing all this, is he just takes the greed and desire from him and just...
by making him realize it.
Right.
That he already took it from himself.
Right. I like how this is kind of like a...
It teaches morals.
Morals, that's what I was trying to think of, yes.
This series teaches you about greed, and the one before taught you about how things are not always what they seem. There's always more than one way to get something that you want. Or there's always more than one way to skin a cat, I guess. I'm sorry, that was a bad analogy.
No, it was perfect.
Okay.
At the very end of the episode, Rose, I guess, I don't know if falls in love is the right word, but she kind of falls for him, and she kisses him, much to Kier's
Disappointment.
Yes. But he seems like he takes it okay. That's what I meant earlier when I said that it doesn't go so well for him this episode. But yeah, that was really funny. She just like...
Yeah, Jean basically impressed her by how he defeated him, and she realized how cool he actually was.
Yeah.
And so she kind of fell for him right there.
I just thought it was really funny.
He kind of stole her heart as well as the desire.
Yeah.
In fact, Kier says that exact line.
Yeah. She kisses him, and the episode's just kind of over, I guess.
Yep. Postino made an entrance in this one as well.
Yes, Postino was in the very beginning. I do remember that.
I don't exactly remember the advice he gave. But it was
the ghost ship runs on greed and desire.
Ah, there we go.
That's what it was.
Which had everything to do with the show. He's like the moral of the show. He gives you a hint at what the moral is.
Yeah. I just can't believe I didn't recognize him in the first episode.
Yeah, he was there alright.
Was he the one that told Jing that he wasn't going to get his stuff back?
No, I think it was before that. I think it was right when he got...
No, it was after. Are you sure? I think it was after.
I don't remember. I guess it was after.
I think it was when he was talking to Vodka about how he was going to get up. I don't know.
Maybe.
Like I said, I must have dozed off or something. I don't even know.
There's a lot of other episodes that are just as creative. The first one was just kind of an introduction into the world of thieves. And the second one gave you a look at some of the creativity behind it with the pirate ghost ship and the anchor that comes alive. Like, you don't see much of that anywhere else. It's very, very different and very creative. Later episodes, you get to things like a city that's run by time. Like, you use time as currency, so you would pay your own life.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's very creative. There's some with islands of... Actually, I really can't remember much right now. It's just very interesting. Each story takes you in a different world completely. And then some are two-parters.
Yeah, I was just looking at it right now. Episode 3 and 4 is a two-parter.
That's actually the time one, I believe.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Adonis, Capital of Time.
Yep.
Also, 6 and 7, 11 and 12. Actually, 11, 12, and 13 is a three-parter.
Yes. That's the final tournament.
Yeah. Those are the final three episodes, and then there's an OVA called...
5 episodes, I believe?
I don't know.
5? Oh. Well, yes, there's 13 episodes, and I believe a 5-episode OVA, which is actually about Jing in prison.
Oh.
He's actually in prison. But this is a special prison. It's called Seventh Heaven.
Yes.
Not like that series that was on ABC Family. Not that Seventh Heaven.
I used to watch that with my mom.
Anyways.
Just shut up.
That one, I believe, is the most creative of all the episodes. Because it's a very odd prison, but each prison is different for each individual, I guess.
Oh, each person?
A certain crime.
Is that one set up the same way, where it's just, like, adventures each time?
It's all one big kind of...
Like, plot line, so it follows, like, a...
Yeah,
story.
It actually follows, because it's like a two-part episode, but it's a 5-part episode.
Okay.
So it's just, like, one big movie. It's just about him getting out of the prison.
Okay.
Yeah. And how he kind of helps or steals other things along the way. Pretty cool.
All right, guys. So that was King of Bandit Jing, not Pirate. Feel free to watch more episodes. We might go back and watch the next couple episodes for another podcast. But while y'all guys were chatting just then, I was looking on Crunchyroll, which is a anime website, and I think next week we're going to be watching Hunter x Hunter. I think Sherman suggested that before.
Oh.
So he thinks it's really good. So yeah.
It's a remake of the 1980 version, I believe, or early 1990. I don't quite remember when. But there was a previous Hunter x Hunter, and this is just a 2011 remake.
Okay, that's cool.
Which if they remake it, you know, it kind of tells you it was pretty good back in the day. So it was worth remaking, you know?
Yeah. I think for the next couple podcasts, we're going to have to come up with a schedule of what we're going to watch so this doesn't happen again where I just have no idea what we're watching next week. So I don't know if we're really having a special guest. Fritz might be joining our regular cast. I'm not really sure. We haven't really talked it through yet, but he might be part of our regular crew starting next week. So, I don't really know who we could have as a guest. I'm sure I can figure out somebody.
It'll be a special surprise.
Yes, to all of us. Maybe I'm not trying to get some famous people, which isn't going to happen at all, but it might. Who knows? It doesn't hurt to try. So yes, next week, watching Hunter x Hunter, I guess the first two episodes of that. I'm not sure that's a two-parter.
I'm not exactly sure either, to be honest.
Let's see. The reboot. No.
And it's actually a very long series.
The first two episodes are two separate stories.
Okay.
So, next week, like I said, Hunter x Hunter. Also, if you guys want to see what happened with me at the YouTube gathering that was this past Saturday, you can check out my YouTube at youtube.com/sirvlogslot, sirvlogslot, with 2 zeros at the end. That felt really long. So that... check me out on Twitter at SirVlogsALot00. Actually had to change it for some reason. And let's see what else. It's still SirSitsALot. That's still my Twitter.
Oh, okay, so your Twitter is SirSitsALot00.
Yes. My Instagram is SirVlogsALot00. That's what I had to change the other day. And Tumblr at same thing. It's pretty much the same thing across the board, except for that
except
one.
Except for the YouTube one, which is SirVlogsALot.
Yes.
00. SirVlogsALot00.
Yes. And I know I always get the same answer, but I'm going to ask again anyway. Gina, do you have anything you want to shout out?
I would like to shout out Yuki.
Yeah, Sarah wanted a shout out.
Yeah, I was about to get to that. Our good friend.
Noah, Sarah, Yuki, Matt, Peanut Butter Fox.
Yes.
Pally.
I forgot.
John. His name is
John.
John.
as Yuki calls him Marf.
Yeah.
Not really sure what Marf is, but by the way, while I have you listeners, do any of you want any kids?
Oh, great.
And by that he means baby goats, of course.
Obviously.
Right.
Because that's the first thing everybody thinks of when they get asked that question.
Yes.
Of course.
So, Gina, you want to shout out our turntable stuff for us?
Okay. what room? Oh, Nerds Unite Now, if you want to join us. It's turntable.fm.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
You're doing good. Keep going. Oh, I think she had something. Yeah, turntable.fm/nerdsunitenow with underscores after every word in nerdsunitenow. I don't know. But I'm about to go make some pie, which is going to be delicious. And, lemon pie. I think it's called.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Happy 4th of July. We
have
almost.
A good holiday.
We almost skipped this week because of. Well, I say because of the holiday, but it wasn't really because of the holiday, but we're thinking we might not even do it. And.
But we did!
Yay! And,
be happy, everyone.
I think
happy.
It's our best one yet. So, see you guys next week. Don't forget to check us out on all the things we just mentioned. Hunter x Hunter. Like always, I will leave a link to that in the description on our SoundCloud. And I'm trying to find out how to get our stuff on iTunes. Gina's not too happy about it, but, you know. So I'll figure that out. Hopefully that'll happen soon. So thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week. You guys want? Yeah.
Bye.
You guys want to say your goodbyes?
Stay classy and watch anime.
Yes. Thanks, Fritz. Really needed that.